Dino. Dino.
Okay.
Hmm? Or Christmas meeting with any Yadav lady?
Okay.
And that caller came from that lady to Krishna Garland, and that garland is here. And you said to take some honey, and that caller is on your ear. No, don't be. Oh, get out from here. There is no place for you and your friend. So you should at once get out from here. Oh, I know. If a messenger is unqualified, oh, his master, how can he be qualified? They know that one day all Yadav, he is very angry to Krishna, and they may take some revenge. You are foolish, and he is also like that. So told so many things. If I am in danger, having so much time, I will express something for which you are qualified. Very little. But I told it to you only how we should think the pastimes of Krishna, chanting Krishna name and thinking this. And by doing so, Krishna will be merciful, Guru will be merciful, and transcendental Rati will appear here. And very easily you will see your constitutional form, who are you and what is the relation, real relation with Krishna. And with that form you can serve Krishna. Don't make any
imagination.
Naturally it should come all. That comes, it came in the heart of Vyasadeva. It came in the heart of Narada. It came in the heart of all the Guru Parampara of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gau Premananda. Now you can play
your
drama very quickly. Dhyananjana Salakaya Chakshurunumilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhubhyayivacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Nama Namo Mahavadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurakrishe Nama Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikayai Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Nama Yantra-vrijanta-manupetam-apetakrityam Vaipāyano-virahakātaryājihāva Potreti-tanmaitaya-tarvobhinedo Tam-sarva-bhūtari-dayam-munimāna-krishna Tavai-vāsmi-tavai-vāsmi Najvayāmi-taya-vina Iti-vedyāya-rādhe Kaṁnai-māma-charanāntiti. My humble obeisances in the Lord's feet of my transcendental Guru, Om Vishnu Pad Shishma Bhakti Pragyan Kishore Goswami Maharaj, and also in the Lord's feet of my Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnu Pad Shishma Bhakti Pedan Swami Maharaj. By their mercy, we are speaking all so many places, and everywhere all the audience are so much inspired and remembering their gurus. Srila Prabhupada, it always remembering. Also I have come for this purpose, main object, to increase their faith and to inspire them in his teachings by mode is like this, my object is this, to help the devotee, as he ordered in his last days. So, I want to inspire again them. One question comes, an intelligent person, devotee, they should think over these things. Why a devotee? After high name and diksha, serving his Gurudev so much, being always with him in Brahmacharya Ashram, even they took sannyas, renounce order even. Also serving in so many ways. In book distribution, always. First number, second number, in whole world. Also helping in Gurukuls, so much. Also, in making so many different parts of the world, so many temples, bringing so much money, either from hook and crook that they brought. But why they left some of them, most of them, his line? Why they became weak? Why it was so? Why they went to family, house, family life? The brahmacharis who are engaged in temple worshipping, almost all they became in married life. And this give up of what?
Krishna
consciousness. They returned back. Some of them became against. Why it was? Why it became so? So we must think about that. I know all this in your disciples of Swamiji, Swamiji means your Prabhupada, my Shikha Guru. All the disciples here, senior Vaishnava, they were Brahmachari and given their whole energy to help him, to serve him. But why it became so? All became weak. Even these sannyasis who took sannyas order, renounce order, they left this sannyas. Why it became? They should try to think about that. In future you should be very careful. This is very most important thing to think over. I know that so many senior Vaishnavas are here. Why they left that line? When they were with their guru, very energetic, so much. In this connection I want to tell something. You know that when we plant any seed of leaf trees, like mango, like so many trees. First, they should give water, water rice, properly. And to save the plant that other animals cannot graze and take away. But doing so, if it can in a plant shape, still we give proper water and proper care. But when its root goes very down and it begins to take water from earth, then no need of giving so much. Because it is taking water from earth, but we'll have to give some fences to protect. Otherwise, even it can be destroyed by any animals or anything. Even by mad hands, and that is often. So we must associate with Gurudev, with high class of devotees who are self-supported, taking water from ground, and now they are so big. Any elephant cannot do anything. There is no elephant, nothing. With them, you should aid. You are associating with them. Then gradually, first it will come nishtha, and then after nishtha, it will come ruchi. Ruchi meaning
taste.
In what? Chanting. In that katha. First it will come in hearing katha. So much taste. That if you will hear that, any Vaishnava, high class has come here. He can come from 1,000 miles, giving up all jobs. And he will want to be in their company. So, the stage, when you have taken diksha, you have taken diksha. Harinam, you are chanting something. You are helping all these projects of Gurudev. But anartha has not gone yet. And taste has not come. And you have given up your worldly life. This stage is very critical. Very, very critical. And if you are not so much careful in waterizing more, fencing more, then your bhakti can be uprooted or it will be very weak. We know that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his personal servant, Kala Krishna Das, went with him in South India. Perhaps you all know. He went, and he was about 3-4 months. But he has never a taste in chanting or remembering or hearing Hari Katha. But he was helping Mahaprabhu anyhow. Very lucky he was. But he has no taste. And what became? He was attracted by Bhatta Thari.
Gypsy
girls. So beautiful. And in a moment, he was attracted. And he gave up Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, who supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna himself, he was. He was chanting Hare Krishna, everywhere in all temples there, making all Vaishnava. But what became? This fellow has never tasted, "Oh Mahaprabhu, I want to hear Hari Katha." He has nothing. Never questioned Mahaprabhu. He never heard all these things. And on the other hand, Raghunath Das Goswami, what he did? From beginning, from very beginning, he was in the association of Haridas Thakur, his Gurudev. What name?
Yadunandanacharya.
And then he came quickly, being restless. And he came to Puri in the council of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, Mahaprabhu became very happy to see him. Oh, we have come out from the, where? From the?
This is the stool.
From his stool, well of his stool. Very good, I liked. And he gave him in the hands of Srila Sarup Damodar. From today you are all Sarup Damodar. You can know more than me in his association. Take him like your teacher, Siksha Guru. And he, giving up all his attachment, worldly attachment, requirements, everything totally surrendered in the lotus feet of Sarup Damodar. Always hearing, always hearing, and not down in his heart and his diary also. He wanted to hear more from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wanted to hear more from Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, and all others. When he was in council, hearing so patiently, writing all in his heart, all, and totally following them. And what he became? After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarup Damodar, Gadadhar Pandit, he could not tolerate the separations of these Vaishnavas and Mahaprabhu. At once he left. He came to Vrindavan to die. I cannot tolerate the separation of my Gurudev. All the Vaishnavas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they have left me. I am now alone. I am waiting nothing. He came to Vrindavan to
live
his life in jumping in Yamuna or jumping from
Govardhan
to die. But he was now in the association of Arup and Sanatana. Not only them, all. All the Goswamis. And then he was on in the bank of Radha Kunda. What doing? Always, 24 hours. Sankhya Purabhaka Namagan Natihih Kala Vashani Kritav Nidrahar Vihar Kadibhito Chakanta Dino Radha Krishnam Harinasam Prajapinasam Lohito Bande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Gauti Jiva Gopal. Oh, like falling like this. So, you can see, one hand, Kala Krishna Das. And in the other hand, Raghunath Das Goswami. He also kicked out his one very high class of devotee, Choto Hari Das. He was always with him. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that this devotee has some connection with any lady, though she was like very old, Sikhi Maiti sister, Madhvi Devi. And he used to think that, oh, she is my Dharma. Dharma, you know?
Religious mother.
You know?
Godmother.
What is God?
Godmother.
New mother. Giving up his own mother, father, everything, and now he was related with a old lady. Oh, she is my mother. Very bad thing. Don't make any sister.
Sister
or mother or brother and father. Don't. Your guru is father, mother, everything. Why to me this thing? You will be what? Destroyed. So, always be careful of this. So, we should try to do like that. What Raghunath Das Goswami did. We should try to know. Oh, Shukadeva Goswami. Though he was Nirvisheshvadi, but not so, but some part like that. What he was?
Absorbed in the feature of the Supreme Truth, which has no variety and characteristics. Nirvisheshvadi.
But in the association of his father, very high class of, but like Narayan. Narayan has invested his shakti, bhakti shakti in him. So he was like Narayan, but not Narayan. Shaktyavesh avatar Narayan. And how he was qualified? He divided all the Vedas in four. He made Brahma Sutram. All the Purans, and he was not satisfied, but by the mercy of Srila Narad Gurudev, he arrived. All Srimad Bhagavat came in his heart. Srimad Bhagavat is transcendental. Gita is transcendental, not like a book only. If you will give it to foreign, it will be burned. Oh, Gita is not. These are the but of himself, God, Krishna. These are the banis. Detection. Bani?
Teachings.
Words of Krishna. Sometimes these are covered and sometimes
manifest.
And after that he taught whole Srimad Bhagavat to Shukadeva Goswami. And then in his first council of Srila Parikshit Maharaj. And all those who were became high class of devotees. So that stage is very critical. When any devotee has left his wealth, reputation, his money, his wealth, his wife, children, and everything, position, all position, but has no taste even. Oh, very critical. At that time, you should not give up the association of high class. If you are always try to be far away, then you will be so weak. And after some time, Maya will come and she will attract you. And that is the case. After Swami Maharaj, he left this world and joined his Prabhu, conjugal service. The devotees became so weak. They could not understand that what should we do. There was now so much high class of devotees to set them to tell Hari Katha. So they became weaker, and they began to think, what will be in future? This was problem. What will be? With all this, we are in institution. Institution of Krishna consciousness. What will be our future? That is entity. No faith on Krishna. No surrender. No saranagati. And thus they became weaker, weaker, and they left all everything. Their dependence began to depend on what? Wealth. How to collect money? How to be happy? So they were very intelligent, that's what their Gurudev also. So by that, I know that some of them, they have become so wealthy. They are doing well. And they are thinking that we are very well. But we are thinking that not well. What will all this be of use? If Krishna Bhakti is not there, and if Krishna Bhakti is there, and nothing is there, even it is. Very good. To be pure, very good. To maintain anyhow our lives. But if Bhakti is there, this now is iron age. You know, computer and all other things. How much flourishing. So many things we are discovering to be happy. But no one is happy. They think, only two persons can think that we are happy. One really who has some taste in Krishna name, hearing Harikatha, and if taste is there, so there can be somewhat happy. And others, only mad person, taking so much drug, falling down in a
drain.
And dogs are washing their mouth. Oh, they are thinking, oh, we are monarch of all. Oh, we are very happy. Only they. No third person. So we should be very careful about this. One day, very soon old age is coming, running, running. That, how you are beautiful, your faces will dry. So much problems will come, very quickly. And after that, you cannot take anything what you are now collecting. So remind these things. And again you should be very inspired and trying to chant more. If you are chanting, you are remembering the pastimes of Krishna. You should have a strong faith on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu words. Ceto darpanam arijanam bhav mahadavagni nirvapanam sri avatara chandrika vitaranam vidya vadhijivanam Anandam Bodhi Vardhanam Pratipadam Purnamrutasvadanam Sarvatma Snapanam Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankitam. This is explain this. Again, dear, and we have so much faith in this. By this only you can be happy, otherwise never, never, never. कोई दे दो तो उसमें जैसे इसको छूना ना पड़े छूने से ही जाओ बिना हाँ ये सब नो दैट कृष्ण इज सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड ही सुप्रीम लॉर्ड ही इज वेरी पावरफुल वेरी वेरी पावरफुल Even these manifestations can create thousands and thousands of
universe
in a second, and they can destroy, and again they can create so many. But in the same time, Krishna is very merciful. He is very sweet. He is very beautiful. He is abode of all the good qualities. So all the qualities, all the power, all mercy, everything he has invested in Kali Yuga in these 16 names. And by this process, oh, now names are himself Radha and Krishna, very powerful, more than Radha and Krishna themselves. You can fulfill all your desire. With Radha Krishna you can see, oh, automatically all your desires will be fulfilled. But more than that, you should know that, oh, Krishna will not come. We cannot take darshan. Only by the help of, by the mercy of name, we can have his darshan. So these names are so much powerful, more than Radha and Krishna. He has made it like so. So he is telling, now you can see here. But we have no so much faith. Haridas Thakur has faith. Prahlad Maharaj has faith. Our acharyas, all, top to bottom, they had faith. Swamiji also, my Gurudev also. We have some trust, not so much, but we have. We don't know, don't want any worldly things. We only want to have some love and affection in name, chanting name. It will do.
So, we have heard
doing sometimes kirtan. What to tell of sankirtan? If you are falling, oh, you will not fall down.
Well, how will this sankirtan be achieved?
What becomes like some books are in glass almirah. Understand? We have kept some books in almirah, which coverings are of, made of very fine glass. You can see the books, what is books there. You can read the name what books are there, but you cannot touch. Because they are in lock and key. So anyone in association, chanting, with a relation, giving up all their annabhilash, karma, jnan, yoga, tapasya, and attachment of worldly things, and if they chant name, then what becomes? Oh, the mirror of this heart becomes clear, but even it is in lock. Then he tells,
when the conditioned soul being in this world begins this process of non-sankirtan,
we can ask a question. How you are telling? Have you realized this? And then telling, oh, we chanted name so long as 20 years with Prabhupada, and we heard so many things. So, you are like a very young boy, and you are telling like this. Have you realized something that your Cheto Marjan Bhav has been done, or Bhav Mahadavadni Nirvapanam? Oh, I can tell. I get that I have some realization, yes. Swamiji had realization, I also some realization. So you can believe in me. And chant name. You fell down because you had not done, chanted, hear, heard in real process that we are doing. We are in real process. From when, you know, from the age of, oh, I don't know, from beginning of my life, when I was a
small boy,
child like, I used to chant, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Ram Ram, like this. I don't know from where, when, and how I came is the association of my Gurudev. When I was about 24 or 5 years old. And how I was attracted? At that time when I was in a job of a very good officer, at that time I have not been initiated also, but I was chanting one lakh name without any fell daily. You cannot imagine.
64 rounds.
64 rounds. 64. Now I, perhaps someday I fell, but at that time never failing. I was doing. And very soon I came in the association of my Gurudev. And from 1946, I was initiated there, and I had the association of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, your Gurudev, from Pujyapad Siddhar Maharaj, Pujyapad Sauti Maharaj, Baikhanas Maharaj, Jajavan Maharaj, Nen Maharaj, Puri Maharaj. Puri Maharaj at that time a very Pranananda Brahmachari, very young. And in due process, I used to chant and hear Harikatha, serve them. And quickly, by all kinds of bhava maha, davagni nirvapanam, all kinds of misery, what we felt in our worldly life, gone, everything. I'm very happy now. I have thousands and thousands of, so many children. But I'm not attached anywhere. Never. I want their welfare. I want that they should be devoted. Like Swami Maharaj. Like my Gurudev. I'm following their lines. So I may tell that I have realized my all samsaric problems. One bhava maha davagni nirvapanam. And say Kairava Chandrika also to some point. They have come. You can realize if you can follow your Gurudev or me also, Lohar. Because he has told that you should help my devotees. So what is that? Seya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. From today you should try to have a very strong faith in these names, transcendental names.
So now, when the devotee is
enchanting, senior most lady devotees, or all devotees, she took first initiation in New
York.
And she is very happy now, chanting, remembering. No girlfriend, no boyfriend, nothing. Very happy. She never looks on them. So you can be. Go on. We want to discuss something. Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. All good qualities of devotees will come and manifest in that devotee. How? Bhakti has these six lips symptoms. If you are chanting really in the guidance of a guru, bona fide guru, with a relation, giving up all worldly desires and everything, then first, what will be? All kinds of bad things. Very easily they will go. All kinds of attachments will go at once, very quickly. no attachment of Maya will be there. If you are chanting names, hearing Harikatha, serving Guru, but so many worldly desires are there, so much lust is there, what is the meaning? You are not following the process in a good way. There is something whole. You should try to let it repair. Otherwise all water of bhakti will go away. So, in Srimad Bhagavatam, it has been told, Jayatma Samprasidati. Savai Pulsan Karo Dharma Yato Bhakti Radokkaje Ahet Tukya Aprasihata Jayatma. We read also time, so many times Srimad Bhagavatam. We become teachers. And we can tell others. In India, there are so many professional persons who they can sing and they can tell Srimad Bhagavatam, explain Srimad Bhagavatam. All will be attracted and charmed, and all may weep. But he himself at once, his always eyes are on money, from how much money is coming. And he is not a pure devotee. Even a devotee he is not. He is Shankar Mayabadi. But he is planning Srimad Bhagavatam for collecting money. He is all offenses, attachment will not go. So first will come what? All our worldly attachment will go. And if not going, then we should have to be very careful. There is something whole. We should try to repair it very carefully. Otherwise we will go down, I mean you are bound to be weak, as we are seeing. They are seniors, but very weak. They cannot give up attachment, worldly attachment. So, first it will come. And second part, all kinds of good qualities will come. So will. So we should be very careful. Then, Vidyavadhu Jivanam. Madhya Maharaj can explain something. Vidyavadhu Jivanam. What is Vidyavadhu Jivanam? This is the result of taking Harinam. If not they are coming, we should be very careful. Searching, where is our holes and loops? And we should try to repair it. Otherwise, you cannot realize anything. Tarorapi sahishnuna amanina manidena. These four qualities will come. And if there are no four qualities, oh, not pure name. And these results will not come. So try to be first these.
So these four qualities will come. And as before, we have heard from Lotus Lips of Gurudev, it mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam also, Yasasti Bhakti Bhagavatta Kinchana Sarvani Gunai Satra Sama Sate Sura
Harabhakta-sakuto
mahajguna
Manorathena-dhava-sato-dhava-sato-vahi
Jasasi bhakti bhagavatta kinchana Who has 1.8 devotion for Krishna?
Vidya. What is Vidya, you should know. Vidya is Srimati Radhika herself. No? Her activities to Krishna, love and affection can control Srimati Radhika, Krishna. So really, or she is the transcendental vidya, learning. What is learning? How to serve Krishna and Radhika? especially to Krishna. Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, Srimati Radhika has up to Sneha, Man, Pranay, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav, Modan, Madan, lust. Krishna has not all these qualities. He has no Madan. Srimati Radhika has Madan. So, she is really Vidya, Para Vidya, Sarup Shakti, Ladini Shakti, is Radhika. And this, she is called Badhu. Badhu means beloved. If you are chanting name in that process, after some days, in fifth stage, what will be? Vidya Badhu Jivanam. This name you will realize that this name is the Badhu, is the beloved, most beloved, life and soul of Radhika. That is bhakti. You will realize these things. And after this, what will come? In sixth, Vidya Badhu Jivanam, Anandambodhi Vardhanam Pratipadam. Oh, you should stand up again.